Good morning. Yes, it's early morning. It's 11:40 a.m. on Sunday, March the 8th, 2020. Happy daylight savings. So it's 60 degrees, 62, my back door. It's the official temperature is 61, so at this point it's probably like 64. It's a lovely morning. You can hear the birds chirp. Well, they were chirping a minute ago. Words down. Got the words down today. I went through this week's tranche of RMFW program proposals. Well, some good ones. Some disappointing ones. The There were a lot of infomercials in this batch. Somebody whose job it is going to do a presentation on how to do it, aimed for authors, which is just sort of I call them infomercials. I see them all the time at conferences. I hate them because they're not there to help the authors. They're there to get new customers. They're there to impress authors that they need these services. And while there was one on editing, by an editor, by a professional freelance editor, you need editing. Nobody's going to argue that you need editing. I'm going to argue that you don't need necessarily to hire this person to be your editor. I'm sure they're wonderful. I'm sure they're a good editor. I'm also sure that I don't want to sit or ask other people to pay, God, I don't know what it is, $400 to attend this conference so that people who are selling services to authors can pitch to authors. That's just me. And it has nothing to do with pretty much anything else other than that's how I spent the last hour before I headed out for the walk. Where am I? Wizard's Butler. Yeah, I'm something over 200 pages out of just a little over 500. So two-fifths, 40% through the edits. A couple of edits I don't agree with. We're having a fight. Well, actually, she's taking exception to my use of the word atrium when she believes the correct term is conservatory. And I'm pretty sure the correct term is atrium. So I'm going to take her advice under advisement and think, in this book it's called an atrium, and call it done. There's some other stuff that it's like, I don't know. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I'll take it. .99% probably, of all of the changes that she's suggested, yes, I'm on board with. Let's do it. Every once in a while, we come across one that I don't agree with, and that's good. She knows I'm not necessarily going to accept all of them. It's part of having a good relationship with your editor. But I really like the story. should point out some, she's really good at finding continuity errors or consistency errors, places where I said the same thing more than once. Okay, yes. I just had that, did I really start the recording? Yes, I did. I had to check, but yes, I did. It's that kind of morning. So what else? I finished K.F. Breen's book last night. It was delightful. Midlife Magic Madness. It was quite delightful. And now I'm back to wading through my samples. See if I can find anything else that I like. I weeded out a bunch of them. I couldn't get past, and in some cases I couldn't get past the second page. They just like pushed the button, and I said, "Nope, not happening." Get a guy walking a dog right in front of me now. Yeah, I'll slow down. Let him go ahead. And I got my other Chromebook rebuilt, the one that I bollocked up the other day. I reset it twice, just to clear out all the old crap. Reinstalled. I got Xenial running, got it LibreOffice installed on it just in case I want to take it traveling. I do have a bag that will fit it. Busy morning. Big dog behind the case, behind the fence here, barking at the little dog walking by. Probably barking at me too. Let's see if we can find this guy. Let's get the earbuds so they probably can't hear me. Cut off the corner. There we go. Okay, stretch the legs back out again. Prairie Dog Village. I thought they'd gone through and were in the process of poisoning all these guys, but apparently not. If they did, they didn't do a very good job. pretty much all the windows in the old folks home here. Get ready to stay with me. Come on, post. And sun. The sun, it shines. It's not as hot as it was yesterday. That was pretty astonishing. I mean, part of it was the ambient temperature was 10 degrees higher. Yeah, I suppose. The column of mercury was 10 degrees taller. Anyway, the sun was really hot. What a difference an hour makes. A little more than an hour, but still. I have not been on the treadmill. I've just been doing the daily walk. I need to get back on the treadmill. But my heart isn't in it right at the moment. I suspect I'll eventually get back to it. I kind of miss the walk and the sweat and the shower afterwards. Did make fresh yogurt yesterday. Oh, and corned beef. I forgot about that. Howdy. I got the corned beef and cabbage going last night. I started at like middle of the afternoon, early afternoon. Boiled the crap out of the corned beef. And then threw in the potatoes, carrots, and at the last half hour, I threw in the cabbage. Wow, that was good. I ate way too much. But in my own defense, a lot of it was vegetable. And there's corned beef left for sandwiches today. Corned beef and mustard. Whole grain bread. Oh my God, my stomach is saying, what are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? It's like, I'm so hungry, it's knotting up. I had breakfast this morning. I had breakfast at my toast at the usual hour. I did not get second breakfast today, so I'm a little bit hungrier than normal. I am getting a little endorphin boost here off the walk. Feels good. Feels real good. So, Dark Knight Station Origins is like 130... It's coming up on 140,000 words. And while I'm liking the words that are there, there's a lot of it that feels like, well, I need to write 2,000 words today, so let me throw 2,000 words into this file. This is not unusual for me. And what I find when I go back through and reread it again from the beginning is that I can't find those places where I just threw 2,000 words in to try to put something on the page. I can't pick them out. I don't see them. I can't mark them as being perhaps not actually part of the story. So I'm really looking forward to going through and reading this thing again and seeing if I could cut 25,000-30,000 words out of it. Get it back closer to 100,000 words where I'm comfortable. And if I can't, well, then I'll just pay Karen to edit the extra words. I should be done with it. I'm trying to think of what has to happen. I should be done with it this week. I don't really want to put another 10,000 words into it, but if it takes 10,000 words to get to the end, then that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm only a few days away from 400,000 words in my streak. So that's cool. Evan Thomas pointed out that if I've got 80,000 words in Troy Harbor, even after stripping out the first bits of it, and then I really have to give myself a little bit of credit for actually writing two books last year instead of one. even though I didn't publish either of them. So, yes, okay, I wrote 2 books last year and didn't publish any. Maybe. I have to look and see. I wrote a lot of words last year. Towards the end of the year, I wrote words. And once I started playing in for the words, though, I really wrote. You know, 2,000 words a day. It doesn't sound like very much. It's like 2,000 words a day. But when you do it every single day, when you do 2,000 words every single day, that's a 100,000 word novel in 50 days. And while I can write a 100,000 word novel in less than that, I can't write them back to back to back to back to back like that. This way, well, they're not exactly back to back to back. I'm pretty close. I'm still getting 2,000 words. I do have words tucked away. Filler words. I have Ways Where the Scholar's Journal tucked away. I don't know how many words are in it. There's just small diary entries from his trips, his youthful indiscretions, his voyages across the sea, his quests for knowledge of various kinds. I think that might make an interesting book. Something to write while I'm waiting for my kid to get her part of Barbarians put together. She's doing it. She's working through it. I gave her a lot of things to think about. I gave her a lot of feedback on the book. And we'll see how it works out. I'm not pressuring her to put this out at any time, in any kind of schedule. I'll have to write my own books and put them out while I'm waiting for her. And that's fine. I actually kind of like it. That means at some point in the year there'll be an extra title drop. And I can only work in my favor. I'm almost back. My hamstrings are complaining today. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I was pushing. I was pushing the first mile. I had the doors on. I was tooling. I had some doors. I had some Led Zeppelin. I had some Stones. That's cool. I need to get back to meditating, though. That's clear. I do need to get back to meditating. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.